Colorado State Rodeo Club is one of the oldest clubs that CSU has to offer. They perform every rodeo event possible. Barrels, bulls, and everything in between. This club has it all. Today we have the Vice President, Rachel Jackson, to talk to us about the nitty-gritty details on the sport. Tell me, what exactly is the Rodeo Club?
So the Rodeo Club is under club sports here at CSU, and basically it's just an organization of kids around campus who are interested in rodeo. They don't have to have competed before, they don't have to have a horse. Basically it's just kids who know what it is and who are passionate about it and like being around it and maybe don't have a chance to do it anywhere else. We've had kids who have come from a background of ranching and rodeoing their whole lives. We've had kids who have literally never even been close to a horse before. So it's a pretty special organization just because it really does introduce a wide variety of kids to what rodeo and Western lifestyle really is.
Okay, so how long has the club been around?
So the Rodeo Club is the oldest club on CSU's campus. It actually started in 1950. We were the first organized club on campus. And it's the oldest college rodeo in the entire nation. So we were the first club to be recognized by the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. And we've always been entirely student run and operated.
Okay, that's awesome. So how many members do you have currently?
So currently we have around 40 kids in the club. Some kind of come and go. Others are much more consistent. We have around 15 to 16 that travel to compete, mostly females. Right now, we're hoping to grow our male population in the next few years with our growing program. And then we have our main coach, Brandon Ferguson, who is volunteer, a women's coach, Dammy Johnson, who's also volunteer, and we have a spot for an assistant coach still available.
Okay, great. So for those who don't know, can you name off some of the rodeo events and maybe describe one or two of them in detail?
So the college rodeos are pretty cool because they include a lot of women's events that professional rodeos don't. So we have, for women, we have the goat tying, the breakaway roping, the barrel racing, and the mixed team roping. And then we also, of course, have our rough stock events for boys, broncs and bulls. Team roping, like I said, mixed team roping, steer wrestling, calf tying, but yeah, I mean, it's a full rodeo. So for example, for like the women's barrel race, three barrels in a cloverleaf pattern, get around them as fast as you can. For the steer wrestling, we have a hazer in one chute, in one box, and steer wrestler in the other box. They nod their heads, steer comes running out. The hazer keeps the steer as close to the steer wrestler as possible. And he jumps off his horse and can wrestle the steer to the ground. We also have the team roping, so a header and a heeler, the header in the header's box, heeler's in the heeler's box, nod their heads, steer comes out, header ropes the head of the steer, heeler ropes the back 2 feet. Most of the events in rodeo are timed events, so fastest time wins. College rodeos also take an average, so your time in the long go, and then if you're top 10 in the long go, you go to the short go. Your time in the short go will be your average placement. We do win checks in college rodeo, so usually top three will pull a check. So it's really exciting. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's a very high energy sport. And then of course everyone loves the rough stock. We have the bareback riding, the bronc riding, saddle bronc riding, and the bull riding, which are pretty self-explanatory. I think everybody's seen that at least once.
Right, right. So what is your officer position and what does your position do?
So I am the 2018-2019 Vice President. I am very, very lucky to have gotten this position. It was a tough race last year. Basically what I do is I'm a little bit of in the position of disciplinarian, just kind of making sure everyone's kind of, you know, holding up their end of the deal. We don't have a whole lot of responsibilities to be team members, but just showing up and helping out and making sure you're dressed for practice and keeping your grades up and that type of thing for competing members. And then a big thing, my biggest thing, is probably running the banquet during CSU Skyline Stampede. So basically I'm in charge of putting together vendors and making sure that we have food and decorations and being in charge of who's coming and making sure that the alumni are all accounted for. And it's been a big, big, big process, but it's been a lot of fun and it's been a really great experience for me, especially because I am pretty interested in event planning myself. I'm also in charge of our hospitality room, which is going to be upstairs in Atkins during the rodeo for competitors and judges and coaches and that kind of thing for them to come and eat during the rodeos. But really, we're all kind of all hands on deck all the time. So anywhere where I can fill in, you know, is kind of where I try to step in and be as helpful as I can and make sure we have enough kids doing their jobs and making sure things are kind of going as smoothly as easily and easily as possible. I'm really helping Erica. She's our president. She's wonderful. Making sure that kind of the things that she doesn't quite have time for, I can kind of pick up the slack for her. And it really is a team effort. So the whole officer team has been really great this year. And we've had a lot of work to do, and I think we've done a pretty good job covering all of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many days a week does the team practice?
So we share the arena with the Legends of Ranching, the classes, and the polo team. So the rodeo team gets to practice 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, we rope and buck bulls. And then Thursdays, we run barrels, and some of the girls tie goats, and we break away rope. So we try to divide up the time as easily as possible. Dammy Johnson, like I said, our women's coach, comes on Thursdays and really helps the barrel racers. That's most of the girls on the team run barrels. And so we come and we get to work the pattern, and the ground is always worked up, and it's a good time for us to kind of keep an eye on each other and help each other out. And it's nice to get to see everyone and kind of be a team for those couple of hours. So practice starts at 8. We kind of switched around with polo a little bit so that we could get some longer time in the arena, just because it takes us so long to load stock and set barrels and all that. We switched with polo, and so now we practice from 8 until usually about midnight or 1 o'clock. So yeah, it's a late night.
Yeah, for sure. So how many rodeos do you guys have a semester, and where are they?
So we have 5 rodeos in the spring semester and 5 rodeos in the fall semester. Most of our rodeos are in Wyoming, our farthest one being Sheridan, which is about, I think it's like 6 hours. And then we have Torrington, Casper, Gillette, all of those. We have one in Shadron, Nebraska, and then CSU's rodeo, and then we have one down south in Lamar.
Okay, right on. So can you tell me a little bit about the Colorado State Rodeo Club 2 Million by 2020?
So 2 Million by 2020 is our endowment campaign, and basically we created it with the help of our biggest sponsor, Discount Tire. Nikki Holly, who is the wife of the CEO, has helped us create this endowment in order to ensure the prosperity of the club. So our current balance in there right now is $25,000, and it's been ever growing since we first put that money in there. And basically what will happen is we'll get a 6% return on investment, and so that money will kind of generate back into the program so that we can make sure over longer periods of time that we're being able to continue to grow the program. We'll be able to hire a full-time coach. Brandon is so amazing. He dedicates so much time to us, but he's only a volunteer. We're not able to pay him. We just don't have the funding right now. So we're hoping to be able to, with Brandon's help, find somebody that we can pay that will be full-time coach. Stock that's all ours. We share our stock right now with Legends of Ranching and the classrooms, which is great because it's really a cost cut for us. But having our own stock to be able to practice with would be amazing. Maybe getting allotted some more practice time somewhere else that we can pay for. Just things that will really help the program grow and help draw kids to our program to help us not only in like the regional standings, but just as an ag college in general. You know, a lot of kids that do come from rodeo backgrounds that come to CSU, but they're hesitant to join because we don't have a lot of the things that schools with more developed programs have in order to recruit kids for those reasons.
So I know, like earlier you mentioned the Skyline Stampede and that it's coming up this weekend. How much everybody's time goes into putting on this rodeo?
Oh my gosh. It's our biggest event of the year. It's kind of the legacy of every officer team every year. You know, how your Skyline Stampede goes when you're an officer is how we're going to remember you, because it is the biggest time for us. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, kids that we haven't seen for the first week, we're calling them, asking them to come help, because it is just wild. I mean, you don't realize how much goes behind a rodeo production until you're planning one, you know. And I mean, we got to get stock contractors and judges and make sure we're communicating with 13 other teams in the region and their coaches. And we got to get stalls built, and we have to make sure that we have an announcer and we have concession stands and t-shirt sales. And I mean, the list is endless. And so we try to break it up by committee, make sure that there are people who are outside while people are pulling trailers in, working parking, to, like I said, my hospitality room upstairs. I've got girls up there hands-on all weekend long, you know, and then, you know, we're running stock through multiple times a day. We've got kids on that. We've got kids working behind the chutes. I mean, it is just, I mean, there's no area of the Equine Center that does not need our help on that weekend.
Right.
And it really is. It's a production, and lots of people come and they expect to see a show because that's what we've done. You know, this is the 69th annual Skyline Stampede. So for the last almost 70 years, we have put on a production, and they expect that. We're a big college and we have the ability to do so. It's so fun. And we the Sundance sponsors a after party every year. And it is just after all of the blood, sweat, and tears that we put in for that weekend to get and go and hang out as a team and with our friends all around the region and kind of take that deep breath afterwards. It is such a good time, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I'm a transfer student, so last year was my first year getting to be hands-on to put on the production. And I just knew that this year I had to be an officer because I was like, this is crazy and I love it.
Right. It sounds really rewarding though.
Oh yeah. It's a great time. It really is.
So what are the dates and the performance times of the rodeo?
So we are rodeoing the 5th through the 7th. 5th. Slack will start kind of in the afternoon. Performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Yeah, so the short go will be at 11 o'clock, and like I said, that's the top 10 in each event. We'll go to Sunday short round. You can expect to see like Malik there. She is a barrel racer on our team that has won the region for the last 2 years. She's amazing. We are so blessed and honored to have her on our team, and I'm sure tons of other girls will make it too. Our barrel racers in particular have just skyrocketed over the last year. We've got some really great competitive girls. We've got some competitive girls in the breakaway roping that I'm expecting to see. Ferris Smith has been just killing it. The breakaway roping, her and Akai and the team roping have made it back a few times. We were really just growing competitively, not only internally as a team, but competitively as a team in and outside the arena. Brandon has talked about, lots of coaches in our region have commented on how much we've grown as a team, and we have a lot to be proud of, so we're really excited.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Great. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here with
Absolutely.
Me and taking the time. And
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course.
We hope to see everybody at the 69th annual Skyline Stampede.